Now, in Libya, Muammar Gaddafi's regime is also trying to contain the opposition. The government cracks down swiftly on any sign of dissent in the capital, Tripoli, and also employs minders to keep tabs on visiting journalists. But for reporters who manage to slip away from their minders, the opposition is not hard to find. The dissidents say opposition to the government is widespread, even though fear of security forces keeps them from protesting publicly. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Tripoli.
This is a house on a side street in a working-class neighborhood of Tripoli called Souk al-Jumma. Its owner made contact with NPR by slipping his cell phone number to a reporter in a shop. He and an English-speaking friend are eager to talk about their opposition to the Libyan government, but they ask that their names not be used and that their voices be electronically altered so they can't be identified.
He said he worked in the security and he hit Gaddafi so much.
Are there a lot of people around here who are against Gaddafi?
Yes, there are a lot of people, yes. In this area, I think maybe 90%.
Against Gaddafi?
Yeah, but they can't say that because it's very dangerous. Because he used everything to kill these people.
There were demonstrations against the government here in February, they say, that were quickly and savagely put down by Libyan soldiers and police. Now, they say, residents are fighting back.
Every night there is guns, bombs, every night, especially in this area.
From the police?
No, from the people who were against the Gaddafi.
The men say they're not in contact with any organized rebel groups in Tripoli, but they believe that such organizations exist because of the level of attacks against the police. They say anti-Gaddafi groups in Tripoli are waiting for help from the rebels who are trying to advance on the capital.
Yes, we're waiting now, but in the Tripoli it's very difficult to do anything here because a lot of military of Gaddafi stay here under peace everywhere. And they use the guns without any feeling, just kill the people.
These men are not alone. Dissidents are to be found in other neighborhoods as well. On another day, after a big pro-government rally in Tripoli, reporters asked this shopkeeper whether he had attended. No, he said, because it's nothing convincing. It's all lies. He said most people in his neighborhood, Fashloum, have opposed the government, not just for the past 5 months, but for the past 20 years. Asked what he thought of the NATO action against Gaddafi, he said this. NATO has made some mistakes, he says, but God willing, they will bring a good result. The shopkeeper also said he doesn't believe the claims made by Libya's government-run TV channels, which say that NATO bombing has killed large numbers of civilians. The two men who spoke earlier say it's just a matter of time before the rebels reach Tripoli. And when the rebels come, they say, they'll find a lot of people ready to help them.
When they come here, all the people here in Tripoli, they will rise up. Yes, it's true, I am sure.
It's impossible to gauge just how strong the opposition to the government may be in Tripoli, but it is clear that the government also has many diehard supporters here. Many people fear that a rebel advance on the city could trigger bloody clashes between the two sides. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Tripoli.
And this update, the U.S. said today it will join other countries and formally recognize Libya's main opposition group as the legitimate government. That'll mean more aid and credibility for the National Transitional Council, which is seeking to oust Muammar Gaddafi. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.